Praise God. Thank you, Lord. John 14, 9. We'll start there. Verse 6, actually, we'll read that. It says, Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father, so how can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. So he said, He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, Show us the Father? Jesus was the will of God in action, and is the will of God in action. When he was on the earth, what you see Jesus doing is the will of the Father. If you want to see the Father, look at Jesus. If you want to see what God's opinion or God's way of working is in any situation, look at Jesus and how he acted and what he did. When we look at him, there's many things that people would attribute that they would say, well, Christians should behave like this, but then it would contradict what you see Jesus doing. Did Jesus ever go and put sickness on anybody? One instance. Just one instance. He never did it. But there are theologies and teachings that it's God's will to put sickness on people, to teach them something. Now, I know there's certain scriptures you may be thinking about, different things throughout the Bible. We have to, and we may cover some of that at some point, but we have to look at what Jesus did and what he did when he walked the earth. Because as he went about, he was the will of God revealed on this earth for all men, for all time. And so we can look at him as an example. We read Acts 10:38. Why don't you go over there real quick? Acts 10:38. Thank you, Lord. Need two of them? Thank God. Acts 10:38. It said, How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. What did he anoint Jesus of Nazareth with? With the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all. So he went about doing good. What was the good that he was doing? He went about healing, and he went about healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. All who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. So we went into that some last week. And we went over in some previous times that that God, He put Adam in charge of this world. He made him, gave him dominion over this world, and Adam sold out to Satan. And so the Bible calls Satan the god of this world. We've had past times read several scriptures of that effect, but 2 Corinthians 4:4 says that, calls him the god of this world. And he can influence things in this world because he's the god. God's god over everything, but he gave a lease to Adam, and Adam sold out. And so the Bible calls the devil the god of this world, so he controls some stuff. And so that'll answer a lot of questions as to why certain things happen. We live in a fallen world. And so Satan is not God and not Lord over the Christian. And he cannot lord it over us unless we allow him to. We have authority over him. But he is in control of a lot of people. And a lot of people are doing his will and yielding to him. And so you have to be careful about looking at the things in this world and judging God by it, which a lot of people do. Well, why does God let things happen? Well, God lets people go to hell every day. If everything that happened on the face of the earth were God's will, then you can just see that that's clearly not true, because people go to hell every day, and we know it's not God's will that any should perish, right? But he's letting it happen. So there are things that happen in this world that aren't God's will, but God's perfect will, what he would desire, is that everybody be healthy, everybody be whole, everybody go to heaven, everybody be born again, everybody have life in their relationships, everybody have all they need financially. It's never God's will for people to be poverty-stricken. Extreme poverty is death. You know, in the extreme, people can't afford even to eat. And that's the worst case. That's not God's will ever. God's will is for us to be strong and healthy and whole in every way. So we talked a little bit about just that it was God's will to heal all last week. Let's just turn to a couple scriptures before we go. Mark 16:15. And then we're just going to just list a bunch of scriptures to this effect. But Mark 16:15. Thank you, Jesus. Mark 16:15. It says, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, and he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those that who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover." They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. And we talked about that a little bit last week. That if it was God's will just to heal some, then it should say, lay hands on the sick, whose will it is that God would want healed. Because otherwise it just says lay hands on the sick. Well, how do you know? That's confusing. Well, some people would say, well, you know, if the person gets healed, then it was God's will. Well, so like we said last week, how many people Christians would say that about salvation? So if we gave an altar call right now, and there were people that were unsaved out in the congregation, and we said, all you that want to be saved, come to the front, and we'll see if it's God's will to save you. You may get saved, you may not get saved. We're going to pray for you, though. And if you get saved, it was God's will. If not, it wasn't God's will. People wouldn't say that. I mean, people that believe in salvation, but would say that we just don't know if it's God's will or not, if we pray for healing. What's the difference? There is no difference. How do we know what the will of God is? We know by what the Word says and how the Spirit leads us, which He will always lead us in line with the Word. We don't have to wonder about healing because it's already written in many places about healing, so we don't have to wonder whether it's God's will. Now, people don't always receive. That's a different thing. But let's deal with that instead of saying it's not God's will. That's why it happened. Let's deal with our part. The Bible didn't say that it's not God's will for us to be healed. If somebody failed to receive, that doesn't mean it wasn't God's will. It means that somebody failed to receive. If somebody rejected Jesus and would not receive Him, that doesn't mean it's not God's will to save. That means that person did not receive. So let's deal with that. Let's deal with that side instead of automatically say, well, we just don't know. God works in mysterious ways. You never know what He's going to do. Yet this same God put the universe in order to where you can know exactly where planets are going to be and stars are going to be, and it works. You know when the sun's going to come up. You can look up and go to your favorite, you know, weather website or whatever, and they will tell you what time the sun is going to come up tomorrow and what time it's going to set tomorrow night. Yet this God, people will say, well, you just don't know what He's going to do. That doesn't make any sense. It doesn't line up with the Bible. He's a God of order. And He works the same, and He doesn't play favorites. He's no respecter of persons. He doesn't look on a man and say, well, I really like you. No, He recognizes faith, and that pleases Him. And so, yes, those things please Him. But He doesn't just look at somebody and play favorites, and somebody gets something that somebody else does just completely separate from anything else, just because of who they are. No, we all have the opportunity to respond to Him. We all have the opportunity to step out in faith and believe Him, and that does please God. When we'll take Him at His word, Bible says that pleases Him. Faith pleases Him. And so if we'll believe Him, we'll see what the Word says come to pass. But it says in verse 18, they will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Another scripture that we read in James, go over to James 5. James 5, verse 13, it says, is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. So is he talking to Christians? Yes. He said the elders of the church. He's talking to Christians. So let them call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick. Now the word save is not just, that's not talking about salvation. Save means to make whole. So it's saving there, it's basically heal the sick. The prayer of faith will save the sick and the Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Now, if it's only God's will for some to be healed, then this is confusing. He said, is anyone among you sick? He did not say. And then he says, let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith, there's still faith involved, will save the sick. And the Lord will raise him up. Notice he said, if anyone. So now, if it's only God's will for us, for some to be healed, then that's confusing. Because he said anyone, if you pray for them, you anoint them with oil, they're going to be healed. But he did not say, only if it's my will, pick out those ones. He didn't say that. So that's confusing if he's meaning only some. But he's not meaning some, he means all. He means what he says when it says anyone who's sick, let him call for the elders of the church. Again, people will say, well, somebody didn't get healed. Okay, but separate that from the will of God. Jesus healed all, and we're going to see that over and over in the scriptures. Just because somebody didn't get healed does not mean it's God's will for them not to be healed. There are other dynamics involved. Like he just said here, the prayer of faith will save the sick. He didn't say just pray and they'll automatically be healed. There is faith involved. There is believing involved. There was believing in Jesus' ministry. He could do no mighty work when he was in his hometown, except lay his hands on a few sick folk. That means just few with minor ailments. He didn't see any mighty works. And that's Jesus. So if Jesus was subject to faith and subject to people cooperating, even though he was anointed, like no one has been anointed, then how much more us? We need to cooperate with God's ways. And people say, well, see, it just didn't work. And you get people that'll say, well, pray for me and let's just see if it works. It's not, unless, I mean, it could work at different times, but that would be a moving of the Holy Spirit. That happens sometimes. Where somebody that God is as God wills, and they're healed, and it doesn't have anything to do with faith. Now, that's not the same thing as we're talking about. It's God's will for everybody to be healed, and everybody can receive by faith. But there are the gifts of the Spirit. But you can't rely on those. You can wait your whole life. Some people go from line to line, minister to minister. Well, let's see if he has it. Well, let's see if he has it. And if you're depending on that, you could go and not be healed. But you can always believe God and receive healing by faith. And so just because somebody prayed and somebody didn't get healed, said, well, it just doesn't work. No, there is faith involved generally. Now, we're going to read some scriptures. Let's go over to Mark 9, we don't want to read this whole passage. Yeah, let's go over there. Mark 9, verse 14, we'll read the passage in context so we can get to the verse that we want to get to. Mark 9, verse 14. This is a case where this boy who was having seizures was healed. But verse 14, it says, when he came to the disciples, he saw a great multitude around them and scribes disputing with them. Immediately when they saw him, all the people were greatly amazed and running to him, greeted him. And he asked the scribes, what are you discussing with them? And one of the crowd answered and said, teacher, I brought you my son who has a mute spirit. And wherever it seizes him, it throws him down. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. So I spoke to your disciples that they should cast it out, but they could not. He answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him to me. Then they brought him to him, and when he saw him, immediately the spirit convulsed him, and he fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming at the mouth. So he asked his father, how long has this been happening to him? And he said, from childhood, and often he has thrown him both into the fire and into the water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Notice that? All things are possible to him who believes. Verse 24, immediately the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help my unbelief. When Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the unclean spirit, saying to a deaf and dumb spirit, I command you, come out of him and enter him no more. Then the spirit cried out, convulsed him greatly, and came out of him. So he became as one dead, so that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up. And when he had come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could we not cast it out? Then he said to them, this kind can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting. But the verse I wanted you to get, I read all that so that we could read verse 23. Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. Turn over to 1 John 5. First John 5, verse 14. It says, now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will. So we need to know what the will of the Father is when you ask. And healing, that's why we're going over this. Healing is one of those things we can know. So if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know we have the petitions that we have asked him. So if we ask anything according to his will, then we'll have whatever we ask. Now I want you to see some things. Let's go back over to Matthew 8:16. Actually, before we go there, let's turn over to... let's go back over. I want to read a couple other scriptures. I'm going to give you a lot of scripture here. Deuteronomy 7. Deuteronomy 7:14. Before we go back into the Gospels, we'll go and spend some time there. But I want to read you a couple of these other scriptures. Deuteronomy 7:14. I love this scripture. You shall be blessed above all peoples. There shall not be a male or female barren among you or among your livestock. And the Lord will take away from you all sickness. The Lord will take away from you all sickness. And will afflict you with none of the terrible diseases of Egypt which you have known, but will lay them on all those who hate you. The Lord will take away from you all sickness. All. What does all mean? It means all. He'll take away from you all sickness. Turn over to Psalm 103. Psalm 103 is a great psalm. Psalm 103, let's just start in verse 1. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Verse 3, who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases. All. He heals all of them. He didn't leave one out. That's God's will. Let's go over to Matthew 8. Matthew 8, verse 16. Let's just go back to verse 14. We're not focusing on this part. Let's read it anyway. Now when Jesus had come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother lying sick with a fever. So he touched her hand, and the fever left her. Another, over in Luke, it says, he rebuked the fever, and it went. And it says, and she arose and served them. Verse 16, when evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word, and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which is spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. He healed all. Right? Amen? All of them. Matthew 8:10, or excuse me, 10:1. Says, and when he had called his 12 disciples to him, Matthew 10:1, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. In the New International Version, it says, he called his 12 disciples to him and gave them authority to drive out evil spirits and to heal every disease and sickness. Everyone, go over to 12:15. Matthew 12:15 says, but when Jesus knew it, he withdrew from there, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. They were coming to him to be healed. Great multitudes, they came to him, and he healed every one of them. Now, surely somebody in those great multitudes, and even of the three verses we've just read, surely someone, if it's true what some theologians teach, surely one of those, it would not have been God's will to heal. And Jesus would have said, I'm sorry, it's not your time. I'm sorry, God's working something out in you. Come back. But it doesn't say that. I mean, you're talking about a multitude. A crowd of people. Surely there's one person in there that it wasn't God's will to heal, if that's the way he operates. The people that come to him in faith, looking to be healed, and they're all healed. And that's the way it was. In Jesus' ministry, anybody that came to him in faith was healed. Everyone. He never turned one away. And he is the will of God in action. Luke 4:40, let's go over there. So we read some scripture in the Old Testament even. I mean, we're focusing on Jesus. But we read where he healed all. He'll heal all your diseases. We read that he'll take all sickness away from you. We see Jesus healing all. Luke 4:40. It says, when the sun was setting, all those who had any that were sick with various diseases brought them to him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. And demons also came out of many, crying out and saying, you are the Christ, the Son of God. And he, rebuking them, did not allow them to speak, for they knew that he was the Christ. Turn over to chapter 6, verse 17. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Luke chapter 6, verse 17. And he came down with them and stood on a level place with the crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and from the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, and who came to hear him and be healed of their diseases. Notice that. All these people came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. How does faith come? It comes by hearing. Right now, as we're hearing this, our faith is being strengthened. No matter how many times we may have heard, and you may think, well, I'm convinced it's God's will. But your faith is being strengthened right now. We're going over the Word of God, and it's being built up even stronger in our heart that God heals all. God heals all. Even if there's the slightest doubt that's crept in, that this is strengthening us in our hearts. But these people came to hear him and to be healed. They came to hear what he had to say and to be healed. That's why they came. That's faith right there. They're believing. They're believing, if I hear him, if I can get to Jesus, I'll be healed. And Jesus never turned one of them away. Notice in verse 18 it says, who came to hear him and be healed of their diseases, as well as those who were tormented with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for power went out from him and healed them all. All. Every one of them. Every one of them. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There is light here. Go over to Acts. Acts 5. So we see it in the ministry of Jesus. And now with the apostles. We see it in the Old Covenant. We've already read some scriptures in the New Testament. James, Mark 16, where we said, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. If anyone among you is sick, let him call for the elders of the church. In Acts 5, verse 16, it says, also a multitude gathered from the surrounding... So go back to verse 14. It says, and believers were increasingly added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women, so that they brought the sick out into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might fall on some of them. Also, a multitude gathered from the surrounding cities to Jerusalem, bringing sick people and those who were tormented by unclean spirits, and they were all healed. So this is continuing in the apostles. And we just read for the church and for all those that believe in Mark, it said. It didn't say it was just the apostles, it was just Jesus. It says they who believe. If we believe, then we're in the same category. Let's go over to Acts 28. Verse 1. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Acts 28, verse 1. It says, now when they had escaped, they then found that the island was called Malta. And the natives showed us unusual kindness, for they kindled a fire and made us all welcome because of the rain that was falling and because of the cold. But when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, a viper came out because of the heat and fastened on his hand. So when the natives saw the creature hanging from his hand, they said to one another, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he has escaped from the sea, yet justice does not allow to live. But he shook off the creature into the fire and suffered no harm. However, they were expecting that he would swell up or suddenly fall down dead. But after they had looked for a long time and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said he was a god. In that region there was an estate of the leading citizen of the island, whose name was Publius, who received us and entertained us courteously for 3 days. And it happened that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and dysentery. Paul went into him and prayed, and he laid his hands on him and healed him. So when this was done, the rest of those on the island who had diseases also came and were healed. Think about that. The rest of everybody on the island that was sick came in and they were all healed. Does that sound like all? Yes? That's all. We see it in Jesus. We see it in the disciples. We see the commands that Jesus gave to us and in the church. And what does it say in Hebrews 8 or 13:8? It says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He has not changed. Some people say, well, all that was the apostles. That was Jesus. Well, we just read. It said, if any is sick among you, let him call for the elders of the church. Jesus himself said, those that believe. He didn't say just these 12. He didn't say just these 70. He said, those that believe will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Jesus healed all and he is still healing all today. He never changes. He is still the Lord. And he is healing through his body on this earth today. It's his will that everyone be healed. When we look at him, we see the will of God in action. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's his will for all to be healed. Thank you, Lord.